You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. I'm going to be, normally, I jump straight into it.
Yeah,
but I'm
going
to be more chilled now.
Okay.
I just want to point out, I love that. So I'm going to, that Sylvester song you played.
Oh, isn't it beautiful?
So amazing.
Looking forward to hearing more from that compilation. Be very nice.
Right.
Rob is wearing his England shirt today.
Yeah,
we just have to start with that.
Came off. And here we are.
We're ready. You're prepped for this evening. It's not so bloody late.
10 o'clock. I'm going to go home and have a little nanny nap this afternoon.
Very wise. Very wise. What are we talking about today?
Animal cooperation.
Ooh.
Now, there's one animal I've heard of here, but the other one I haven't, right?
Okay.
So you've got the honey guide bird. I've never heard of that.
No, neither.
Loves beeswax.
Oh, good.
But needs help smashing up the beehive to get it. Now, this is... I'm telling you this a little bit first and go back a little bit. So it shows the honey badger where the bee's nest is. It's a bit, you know. Then they rip it to pieces and then they share the plunder.
Oh, friends.
I thought you were going to be like, it's so nice. They're so, aren't they lovely? No, they work together to bully the bees.
Yeah, bully the bees. Everybody's having goes at bees that, apart from tardigrades, are the best things on this planet.
But also I do respect collaboration to, get the job done.
Yeah, collab, yeah. This is the way of the world now, isn't it? Now, people and the honey guide birds have been cooperating since long, long ago. That's when you're not really sure how that's
long,
right.
Long ago.
People and that have been working together. What they do is they whistle back and forth to each other.
Oh, we've got a code word.
Yeah, a bit code word. But there's no real evidence, apart from secondhand stories, about the badger and the bird working together. So researchers decided to talk to honey hunters.
Okay.
You're going to say to bees.
A team of researchers from 9 African countries conducted nearly 400 interviews with honey hunters across Africa. People in 11 communities surveyed have searched for wild honey for generations with the help of the birds. And most communities were doubtful that the birds and badgers helped each other.
The bladgers.
And 80% have never seen it. So 20% did. I only realised that when I was reading it just now.
Wow. Mm. Good for them.
But the responses of 3 communities in Tanzania stood out, where many people said they've seen them cooperating. Sightings were mainly common amongst the Hadzabe honey hunters. Interestingly enough, the word for the bird in their language translates to, "Oi, it's over here, mate."
I love that.
Yeah, I made that up.
I know you did. Sometimes I can't tell, sometimes I can. That is one of the few times I have a pretty strong
good,
reckon.
They're so...
Have a look.
You know exactly what these animals do because they got honey in their names.
I also always really appreciate that, oral histories often tell you way more about science and nature stuff that's going on than Western scientists can get in there and find with their...
Silly little Latin names.
Exactly.
So, researchers are now trying to suss out how it works because badgers have really bad hearing and really bad eyesight.
Oh,
what can they do?
Well, I was actually thinking maybe it could be smell.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they can smell the honey.
I could imagine
that. But you should check out honey guide birds and people because it's fascinating how they do their whistling and all that.
We are talking about honey badgers here, eh?
Yeah.
They're freaking freaky. I thought they were just like, when I was a kid, I assumed that they were like the British badgers, which are so cute to look at.
Oh, because you think of Wind in the Willows.
Exactly.
They don't all smoke pipes and wear smoking jackets.
I know, but you think honey badger, that sounds so nice.
Yeah.
They are the freakiest looking dudes ever.
I'm looking it up now.
They look feral. And there's that really good YouTube video.
I'm thinking of it and I've been holding it in.
Yes.
The honey badger climbing up the side of the... Oh, they are terrifying.
Oh, escape artist.
Escape artist.
Yeah.
We'll put it in the podcast so you guys can tune in. Thanks to Louise and Nicklin and Harry who put me onto that extremely chaotic video of a safari park with a honey badger trying
to
escape.
Kind of colouring that looks like they have a bowl cut.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the thing is they look hard.
They do look hard.
If you see one of them walking down the street, you'd cross over. Yeah.
And they stand up on their back legs and kind of staunch you out. Yeah. They look really freaky, I have to say.
The whole point of this for me is if birds and animals can do it, why can't we as a species do it? Come on.
Just sort it out.
That was my story for today. I thought it was lovely.
It's a great story. I loved that. Thanks very much, Rob.
It's all right.
You have requested some football tunes this morning. What are we going to listen to?
It's not the right one for the England team, but this for me is the best ever World Cup football song for England and anybody.
You did say there's some questionable rapping in it.
Oh, though. Yeah.
Just ignore that.
Yeah, ignore that. Well, some of the crowd are on the pitch.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
I think it's all over, but it is now. Express yourself, create the space. You know you can win, don't give up the chase. Beat the man. Take him on, you never give up.
I kind of love the terrible rap in this.
Yeah.
I think it's the best
it's
bit.
It's so bad, it's good.
You right, can be slow or fast.
Yeah. I give a quick shout out to Renee there who said it was a good football song. It is a good football song.
It is a good football song. It's got a chant. It's a bit cheesy. It's kind of fantastic.
I prefer it to Football's Coming Home because it never has and it never will.
Here he is in his England shirt, the pessimist as always. Thank you very much for that,
Thank
Rob.
You.
See ya. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
And may the best team win.
Yeah, you might get a text off of me tomorrow.
Oh, no.
I'm going to waste 50 cents or however much it costs to send a text in.
Very exciting. Thank you very much. A lot of nerves ahead of the game.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.